our students and staff have been absolutely phenomenal. The support we've had from our families and local community has been incredible all the way through lockdown, and our return back to school has been seamless, and I'm absolutely delighted. The students are really positive. They're glad to be back in school. The staff are really happy that we're engaging in face-to-face learning. But I think the remote learning it was such a success that's enabled our students to springboard back into school really well, and we're absolutely delighted with it, really. We set up our test centre, I remember it clearly, it was in the early days of January, and that's gone really, really well. Thankfully, we've had no positives to date, which again is credit to our local community and families for sticking to the guidelines. But we've managed to test all of our students 3 times when the government recommended guidelines, and all staff are participating in testing as well. All the children and members of staff have been issued with home test kits now, and again this morning we've only had a few students who haven't managed to do the home testing, so I want to say a huge thanks to all the Kibworth parents and just for their support. It's been absolutely amazing, Nick, to be honest. And during a crisis, it tends to go one way or the other, doesn't it? And I think the Kibworth School and the local surrounding areas have just gone from strength to strength, and I can't thank them enough. So home tests, they're required to do them twice. So that's, we've recommended for our students to either do them late Sunday evening or on a Monday morning to give people a bit of flexibility if they've got sort of young siblings or in line with work. And then we're asking them to test again midweek as well. So we've got that period of time between the test results so we can try and keep everybody as safe as possible. And we've had updates today from the government, and they're asking that we continue to test during the Easter holidays, which I fully support, and issue enough home test kits so that families can test their children at home and keep people safe during Easter. Because, you know, it's been a long time coming, hasn't it? We're slowly coming out of lockdown now, and what's really important is that we stick to the guidelines and support each other and still maintain the good practice that we've put in place to keep the cases relatively low. And we've been quite fortunate really in our cases here at the school that we've had relatively low cases, but I think that's down to a lot of the hard work that we've been doing, working with ICP cleaning, all the staff have adhered to the cleaning regimes, and so have the students. I think we've got anti-bac within every 10 metres you walk the school, to be honest.
which is brilliant.
Fabulous.
And how are the students feeling, being back with their friends, teachers, and just kind of being not quite normal, but learning from home?
The new normal, let's call it that, shall we?
Yes.
They've been so excited. They've been really sort of happy to see their friends, and, you know, in relation to their mental health and their well-being, whilst the families at home have done a phenomenal job. It's great to see them back with their friends and learning and doing positive things within the classroom. Our year 11s have been really resilient at the moment and are working hard for their grade. Our year 7s have come back really bouncy and happy, and just every single year group has been a real credit to the school and the families. I can't sort of praise them enough. It's been a true delight to see the heartbeat of the school back again, which is our students. You know, they at the end of the day are our greatest asset. So you know, we're delighted.